morning, everybody. It's good to see everybody here today, and it's good to see you watching on live stream. We're going to start with a our pledges real quick, and then we're going to go on before we run out of electricity. Let's say our pledges. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide this word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Daniel, chapter 1. Get your Bibles, Daniel chapter 1. This can be a little difficult, kind of dark. There we go. It says, in the third year, the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, into Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, unto the hand with the part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Seir and to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Asepes, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and the king's seed, and the princes, the children of whom had no blemish, but were well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding, science, as such it had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, in whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldees. And the king appointed unto them daily portions of the king's meat, and the wine which he drank, so nourishing them for 3 years, that at the end therein they might stand before the king. Now among those were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hezekiah, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And unto the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name Belshazzar, and to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel under the favor and the tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse than that of the children which are of this sort? Then shall ye make me in danger my head to the king. Then Daniel said to Melzer, who was the prince of the eunuchs, had set over Daniel, Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, in the countenance of the children that eat the portion of the king's meat, and thou see us and deal with thy servants. So he consented to them this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than the children which did eat of the portion of the king's meat. Then Mishael took away the portion of the meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. As for the four children, God gave them knowledge in skill and all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. All right, I'm going to have phones, by the way, now in here, so that people aren't texting and doing things. We ran into problems last week. all phones up here, you move that row this way so you're not leaning against the wall. That's why those chairs, no, the ones you're sitting on, that's why those chairs are away from the wall so that you don't lean against the walls. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. There, perfect. That way you don't lean against the wall and get the wall all dirty. Put your phones in the offering plate. All right? Everybody's phone's got to be in the offering plate. All right? The title of this today's devotional is Daniel. You know, when I think of young people and why they need what they need in their lives, I always think of Daniel and how that he was different. But before we start, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done. I pray now that you'll guide and direct in this message. We might get something out of it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, his family had been taken into captivity by the Babylonians. He had been taken from his family and made a eunuch and was put into the court of the king away from his friends and family except his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We doing our phone, Michael? Up here, phone. You know, I don't know how much more difficult of a life Daniel could have had than the one that God gave him to live. You know, each of us, from time to time, have difficulties which come up in our lives that we may not understand or why that they're there, but we need to realize that in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, and that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. I want to take just a little bit of time and look at Daniel's life and show you three things that Daniel did to help him through some very difficult situations in his life. The first thing is this: Daniel purposed in his heart. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. The word purpose means here that which a person sets before him as an object to reach or accomplish. The end of an aim of which the view is directed in any plain measure or something like that. Now, Daniel had an end that he wanted to reach by not eating and drinking of the king's food. You know, the king's food had been offered for idols, and Daniel knew if he would eat of the food and offered to idols, that he made himself no better than anybody else. He wanted to be different. He did not want to be like everybody else. Daniel wanted to be different. He did not want to be like the rest of the crowd. He wanted to show people that he was different. In our society today, it's easy to go along with the crowd. It's easy to fit in to the way the world wants us to live our lives. You know, the music that we listen to, the television shows that we watch, the computer games that we play, the places that we go, even the religious realms, the way some churches, some church services go today, are the way of the world. And if Jesus took your iPod away from you or your iPhone and listened to the music that you download and listen to, would he be happy with it? Would he be glorified with what you look at or listen to on your devices? You know, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would do what was right no matter what the other people were doing differently. He had a goal that he wanted to reach, and that was not doing anything contrary to the word of God. The second thing is this: he wanted to be proved. In Daniel 1:12, it says, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. The word prove here means to try to ascertain some unknown quality of truth by an experiment or by test or standard. Daniel told the chief of the eunuchs that he wanted him and his friends to be tried for their beliefs in God. You know, Daniel and the others were to eat to the same food as what everybody else was that the king had had for them, but there was no different food that they could possibly have. They had to eat what the king had given to them, but Daniel didn't want to do that. Daniel wanted to try and test his faith in God. You know, Daniel wanted to be proven that he believed and was not just talk, but was action. You know, we need to prove our trust in the Lord. With the economic times that we're in right now, more than ever, we need to prove God and for whom he really is. It is in times like these when those who have lip service need to spring into action and prove their faith in Christ. You know, people need to prove their faith in God and do what he has called them to do. Daniel could have been like everyone else. He could have eaten the steak and the pork chops and the pot roast and the pizza and everything that the king was eating. But he wanted to prove to them that there was a true God in heaven that would take care of them. Daniel wanted them to experiment on him and his friends to show them that God would take care of them. You know, we need to prove God and let him show us how much power he has to keep us safe. You know, first we saw that he needed a purpose. Second, he needed to prove. The third thing is this, he needed to prepare. In Daniel 1:17, it says, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. You know, God had a job for the four of them to do, and they had to be prepared to do them. You know, as we recall from the story of Daniel, Daniel was made a very high position after he had given King Nebuchadnezzar the interpretation of his dream. And Daniel was well favored in the eyes of the king, and God had to prepare him for the job which he was to do. Now, we know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they wouldn't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol, and they were cast into the fiery furnace because they would not do what the government said. But God had prepared them for the trial which was going to be in their lives. You know, each of us need to be prepared we need to prepare our lives for what God has for us to do in the future. You know, I have no idea when I was growing up, when I was your age, what God had prepared for me to do. And as I look back over my life, everything that I went through in my younger years was preparing me to be a preacher. You know, we may be in high school right now or even in grade school, or you may be watching, you're out of school, but what will we be in 10 years? What will we be in 20 years? What will we be in 40 years from now? We need to prepare our lives for what God has for us in the future. You know, some of you may go to college. Some may get married and start families. Some may get called into full-time Christian service. You know, we need to prepare our lives now for whatever God has for us to do in the future. You know, I'm sure that that while Daniel was living in Judah, he never dreamed that he one day would live in the palace of the king of Babylon. But God knew what was going to happen. He prepared him for what he would have to go through for the rest of his life in captivity. We need a purpose that we will live our lives pleasing and honoring before an almighty God. We need to do those things which will bring pleasure to God instead of shame. We need to prove ourselves before man. We need to have a good Christian testimony that people will see us and say, you know what, they're different and their lives are different. They must be a Christian. You know, we need to prepare for what God has in store for each of us to do the rest of our lives. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, each of us need to prepare, for we know not what God has planned for us down the road. You know, as each of you are preparing for the rest of your lives, remember the story of Daniel and how even though he had many obstacles that he had to overcome, he still kept true to God and did it as he was taught. Daniel purposed, Daniel proved, and Daniel prepared for what God had for him. And if we will do those three things, just three things, I guarantee that God's going to take and use you for his honor and his glory. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for this school day. I just pray now that you'll be with us. Help us to realize that we need to be as Daniel, and we need to take and do the things that he did. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct us, we do our paces, that we get everything accomplished we need to get done, and we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, lots to do today, right? Anybody get anything done over the weekend? Nope. So that means we got lots to do today. So, all right, everybody get going, get down to your, and we'll have a great day today. All right, thanks, Dana.